In Perek Chavov, we didn't learn for a few weeks, so just to get a quick review of Perek Chavov. Perek Chavov, the Alter Rebbe was explaining a very important aspect in the battle between the Nefesh Elokis and Nefesh HaBamis, between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And he says that when two people are fighting, the one that has spirit will win even though they're weaker. You need spirit to be able to win a battle. And therefore he elaborates on why Simcha, why joy in serving Hashem is vital and fundamental, and it's extremely important. So he says, what happens if a person, God forbid, has problems, physical problems? So like we learned a while ago, easier said than done, but the person has to realize that when they get bad, when evil happens to them, it is such a good level of good, it is so good, it's so greater than the open level of good that it can't even come down in the level of good good. It has to come down in the level of open bad, but it's really good. Can you remember that? That nobody forgets. Okay. So, then he says, what happens if a person is bothered by their spiritual level? Okay? So he says like this. If you get, you know, your Yetzer Hara tells you, you know, you're really no good and you're really terrible and you're all that. He said like this, you should know it's all coming from the Yetzer Hara. If it's coming in a time of business, he said for sure it's in the Yetzer Hara. Because how could anything holy come in a time of business? It must be coming from the Yetzer Hara. Even if it comes in the times of davening, let's say, he says what you have to tell yourself, now is not the time to deal with depression. Now is not the time to make a reckoning of how bad I am. Right now I need to move on. Okay? There's a very interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, famous Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, on his deathbed, when his students came, and he died at 120, by the way. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai died at 120, his students came to say goodbye to him, so to speak. And they saw that he was crying. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was crying in his like he was afraid to die. So the students asked him, you, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, what are you afraid of? So he said, this is what the Gemara says. He says to them, I see there's two paths in front of me, Gehenim and Gan Eden. And he said, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if I'm going to Gehenim or I'm going to Gan Eden. And because of that, I'm crying. That's what the Gemara says. So the obvious question is, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai knew. What do you mean he didn't know where he was going? How could he not know where he was going? So it says like this. Chassidus explains the Gemara. When you run a business, say you have a store, right? You have a business. During the day you do business, right? At the end of the day when the store closes, that's when you make a reckoning of how the day went. A profitable day, down day, up day. During hours, during store hours, you can't sit there and make a cheshbon. When are you going to do business? Right? During operating hours, it's not the time to make a cheshbon, to make a reckoning. Then you need to work. And the same thing in the spiritual level. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, for 120 years, never made a cheshbon about himself. Because Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said, making a reckoning is going to take away from business. It's going to take away from me doing more Torah mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai's whole life was doing Torah mitzvahs. On his deathbed, he had no choice but to make a reckoning. And therefore, only on his deathbed did Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai cry to know, did I do what I was really supposed to do on my level? Didn't I do? But his whole life, he never cried because he was never making a cheshbon. He was always working, so to speak. And the store was open, and he never had time to make a reckoning. The Rebbe is explaining over here, even sometimes when the Yetzer Hara gives, you know, a thought into your head, you're not really behaving properly, you know, you're not so good, you have to get rid of it. Because now it's store hours. Now is not a time to make a reckoning. For that we have designated times to make a reckoning. But now, now is business. Now I have no time for reckonings. And this is what he starts saying in Perek Chav Zayin. In Perek Chav Zayin, Alter Rebbe says like this, V'mo'atzus eina midaygas aveinus. What happens if the sadness does not come from sins? You're not worried about your sins. It comes from hirhurim roim, from evil thoughts. The taivis rois and temptations, evil temptations. She nefelas b'machshavti, that fall into the person's head. In other words, he's not afraid about his sins. That'll deal with some other time. But the person gets depressed because they know that whenever they daven, that's when the evil thoughts come in. You ever notice? It's remarkable. When a person is davening and learning, that's when every thought flies into your head of what you didn't do yet today, what you're supposed to do, where you're going, what you did. It comes at the time of davening. The rest of the day, you don't even think about these things. So he says, people get depressed from the fact that they're not davening properly because foreign thoughts are coming into their head and they can make them sad. So Dr. Rebbe said like this. He says, if you get these foreign thoughts, not during davening, not during learning, you get it when you're doing business, you know, when you're in your business world. He says, Adarabba. Yesh le l'smeach b'chalki, you should be happy that you're getting these thoughts. Why? Sha'av sh'nefeles l'machshavtei, because even though they come into the head, hu masiach daitimem, he gets rid of them. Meaning like this. The person, Dr. Rebbe said, gets excited, because when these foreign thoughts come in during business, like evil thoughts, sinful thoughts, come in during the time of business, the person says, wow, I have an opportunity to get rid of it and get a mitzvah for getting rid of the evil thoughts. In other words, basically, the Rebbe says, Hashem is giving you an opportunity to do a mitzvah even when you're in business. Because as the Rebbe explained before in Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, a Beinoni, which we're not, but a Beinoni who never sins, but has a Yetzirah, is not responsible. And Michal, a Jew is not responsible for foreign thoughts. Foreign, I mean, foreign, evil, lust, whatever the thoughts are, okay, but not Kedusha. The person is not responsible for thoughts coming into your head. He says, you have a Yetzirah. That's what the Yetzirah is doing. It's pumping thoughts into your head. The difference between a sinner and a Beinoni is the sinner invites him in for tea or coffee and keeps him there for a while and entertains it. The person who doesn't sin, the second they come in, he throws them out. The second they come in, he throws them out. Now, the Rebbe is going to say, anytime you do that, you actually get a mitzvah. There's a story, somebody came to the Mizrachi Magid, and said, Rebbe, I have a lot of foreign thoughts coming into my head. I can't control it. Help me. So the Rebbe sent him to Rav Wolf Kitzis, who's one of his students. The guy comes to Rav Wolf Kitzis' door and knocks on the door. Nobody's opening up. Knocks louder. Nobody's opening up. He looks through the windows. You know, somebody's in the house. He sees Rav Wolf is in the house. He's knocking louder and louder and louder, and he's not opening up the door. After a few hours, Rav Wolf Kitzis opens the door. So the guy turns to him and says, I understand you. I'm knocking here for hours. Why didn't you let me in? So Rav Wolf Kitzis was obviously a great man, and he knew what the Magid sent him for. So he says to the guy, because in my house, I'm the boss, and I let in who I want, and I don't let in who I don't want. And now he got his answer to what he told the Magid. He asked the Magid, how can I control foreign thoughts? So the Magid sent him to this person to get a lesson that if it's your brain, it's up to you who to let in and who not to let in. And the choice is completely yours. So the Rebbe says, if Hashem is doing this to you during non-learning, non-davening time, when you're in business, he said, you have to be happy. Hashem is giving me an opportunity to do a mitzvah, not even when I'm learning a davening, when I'm in business. He says, Adrabe, yesh lei l'smeach b'chelke, the person should be happy, sha'av sh'nei felas lei b'machshavte, even though they fall into his mind, hu masiach daite mehem, he removes his mind from them, l'kayim ha'shenema, to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, v'lei sasuru achrei levachum yachrei nechem, you should not turn after your heart and eyes, asher atem zeinim achreim, that you're rebelling after them. Like the Gemara says, the eyes and the heart are two agents of sin. The eye sees, the heart wants. Out of sight, out of mind. So that's what it says. You have to control your eyes, because what you see is what you want, and the heart desires it. So he says, this is what you get, that you're able to turn away the evil thoughts. Now, how does a person get rid of an evil thought? There's only one way of doing it, and one simple way of doing it. You cannot think two thoughts at the same time. If an evil thought comes into your mind, you just think a Torah thought, and automatically the evil thought has to go away. In other words, one thing Chassidus says not to do, and not that I will say this later, is not to start analyzing the evil thought and say, why is it here? What am I thinking? Why am I thinking this? Meanwhile, all you're doing is getting dirty with this foreign thought. The Pasuk says, HaMisavik, the Gemara says, HaMisavik Imenuvel Misnavel. When you fight somebody who's dirty, you get dirty. With evil, you don't fight. With darkness, you don't fight. How do you fight darkness? You bring in light, darkness automatically goes away. So earlier, the Rebbe said, when this person gets these foreign thoughts, whatever they may be, don't do anything but bring in a positive Torah thought. And therefore it says, by the way, in Sfarim, and the Rebbe brings this out in many sichas, people always need to have Torah thoughts in their head. That any time the Yetzer Hara comes, you have an ability to fight it by just thinking a good thought. That's the only way you can get rid of it. And he says, V'inakosim medaber b'tzadikim. The Pasuk is not speaking by tzadikim to call them sinners, rebellious people. Ela b'beinanim. It's speaking by a beinani, who doesn't sin, but he starts the Yetzer Hara. Sh'neifim lehirurin niyav b'machshavti. That lustful thoughts enter his mind. Bein beheta, whether it's permissible thoughts or forbidden thoughts. And therefore, when a person, by thinking a good thought, automatically gets rid of the negative thought, you try to fulfill this positive mitzvah, I mean the negative mitzvah of not turning after your eyes. If you sat and didn't do a sin, we give you reward as if you did a mitzvah. And this in itself is another thing that needs explanation. We know, if you don't eat chazi, you don't get a reward. Right? If you put on tefillin, you bench licht, you do a positive mitzvah, you get reward. Not eating pig, not any of the negative mitzvahs, you don't get reward, you didn't do anything. Yet sometimes the Gemara says, if you didn't do an Aveda, it's as if we'll give you reward as if you did a mitzvah. By the way, that doesn't mean that when you sleep at night, let's say you sleep, like the Rambam says, 8 hours, pleasant dreams, you sleep 8 hours, that you're going to get 8 hours of mitzvahs that you didn't eat pig and you didn't speak Lashon Hara unless you speak and you talk in your sleep, and you didn't do this and that and that. You're not going to get a reward. Right now, nobody's getting a reward for not eating chazer, I promise you. This is that the Gemara says, that if you didn't do an Aveda, you get the reward as if you did a mitzvah, is referring to, you walk by a trefa restaurant, and you get a strong urge, and a strong desire, to eat something treif, and you're fighting with yourself, and you don't, so then Hashem gives you reward as if you did an action. Okay? So he says a person that gets this foreign thought, and then they get rid of it by thinking a positive good thought, he says you're going to get a reward as if you did a mitzvah. He says you need to be happy that Hashem is giving you an opportunity. Hashem is giving you an opportunity to do a mitzvah. To take it in a little bit deeper, and that it's as funny to use the word deeper, but in a more general nature, people always complain when they're given challenges in life. Right? Especially if you're Jewish, you kvetch at every difficult thing that happens, you start kvetching. Why did Hashem do it? It's not fair. Why me? All the whys. The truth is, Chassidus explains, that when you get a challenge, you should be dancing for joy. You really should be dancing for joy and say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me this challenge. Why? Why? Who wants it? Because only through a challenge can we reach a level, and we've discussed this millions of times already, only through a challenge and a difficulty can you reach a level that you would never, ever be able to get any other way. And if Hashem gives us the challenge, simultaneously, not later, not earlier, simultaneously, Hashem gives each one the ability to overcome the challenge. So granted, every day in davening we ask Hashem, don't give me tests, don't give me challenges. But did you ask to know, anytime you have a challenge, Hashem is giving you the ability to pass the challenge, overcome the challenge, and you're able to reach a level that you would never, ever, ever be able to reach if you didn't have the challenge. If you look at it from that perspective, anytime Hashem gives us a challenge, we should dance. Not that way. Anytime Hashem gives us a challenge, we should be very happy and excited that we can now reach a level that we're never able to reach. And that's exactly what Dalton Rebbe is saying over here. The person in the middle of business gets these foreign thoughts, right? The person has to be happy that Hashem gave him the ability to get rid of the challenge, get rid of the thoughts, and reach a level that you'll never be able to reach. It's a whole different perspective in life, by the way. The perspective in life is a very positive perspective. The greater the challenge, the greater the accomplishment, the greater the joy. But that's only when Hashem gives it to us. When we ask for it, not a smart thing. Who?
Who would ask for it?
David HaMelech. You know the story of David and Bathsheba?
Yeah.
Every person in the world knows the David and Bathsheba story. They don't know Chumash. They don't know any. It's a good movie. What happened over there? Besides the fact that David HaMelech didn't sin, not like the Goyim portray it, that he did a terrible sin, he didn't sin at all, the Gemara says. But David HaMelech wanted a challenge. And he said to Hashem, give me a test. Hashem says, no, you don't want one. He said, give me a test, and he bugged. And Hashem said to him, you know something? No problem. I'm going to give you a test, and let's watch what happens. So he gave him the Bathsheba test, written test, called Bathsheba, and he flunked on his level. He didn't sin, he didn't do anything wrong. On his level, David HaMelech sinned. Not sinned, lacked. Okay? Over there, it says in Chazal, how could David HaMelech sin? On his level. Because David HaMelech asked for it. Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to give it to you, but I'm not going to give you the power to overcome it.
Why did he ask for it?
Because he wanted to prove a point that he can handle the challenge and reach a higher level. So Hashem said, that's only good when I give it to you. Huh? He saw her, she wasn't dressed, and he fell in love with her, and she was a married woman. Go watch the movie. No, you better not. They made a movie out of that, I'm sure. Anyway, I don't know. Don't watch the movie. But the point over there was because David HaMelech asked for it. When Hashem gives a person a challenge, and you know, you see about little kids, it's interesting. You know, when you get kids to help you schlep in packages, okay, and you give a kid that thinks they're big because they're older than the younger siblings, yeah, and you give them a tiny package that's very light that the two-year-old can carry him, but they're four, they get insulted. Like, come on, give me a heavy one, right? They want a heavy one. Why in the world should a normal person want a heavier one? Why does the kid want a heavier one? Trust me, when they become teenagers, they don't want to carry in the heavier ones. Why does this four-year-old really want a heavier bag than what the two-year-old can carry? You know why? Because they want to prove to themselves, so to speak, and to the world at large, that they're strong. Okay? They're not going to prove it with a little cup. They're going to prove it with something big on their level. Right? Because the challenge proves that they're strong. Without the challenge, they wouldn't be able to prove that point. In Ruchnius, in life, it's the same thing. When Hashem gives a person a challenge, okay, Hashem wants the person to overcome the test. There's a very interesting pasuk in Chumash that if you take it at face value, you think, my God, what is the pasuk saying? There's a pasuk that says, we read it recently in Chumash, Ki menasa Hashem alakechem eschem ladas, Hashem is testing you. Take the pasuk simply. Ki menasa Hashem alakechem eschem ladas, God is testing you to see hayishcham eivem es Hashem alakechem, to see if you love God. Simple pasuk means, simple meaning of the pasuk is, how does Hashem know if you love him or not? Hashem gives him a test. Yeah, that's what the pasuk says. Hashem ki menasa Hashem alakechem eschem ladas. Hashem is giving you a test, ladas, to know, the simple English translation. Hayishchem Ervim es Hashem, do you love God or not? Okay, now stop to think for a second. God doesn't know if we love Him. He needs to give us a test. What is this, a professor in university that doesn't know who the kids are, and he can't grade the report card, so he needs to give him a test to see how they do. God needs to test us to know if we love Him or not. He doesn't know if we love Him or not. Even, and I mentioned this recently in back class, you know what? Any good teacher, that has an interaction with, not like a professor, you know, you go, you speak to 200 kids, you don't even know who they are. A teacher that interacts with kids, elementary or high school, between you and me, don't need to give the kids tests to know how they do in school. Every good teacher, if they're a good teacher, will tell you before the test what every kid's going to get on the test. There might be a point or two off. That's it. Huh?
It's true. A teacher said that to me once.
Tests
and... I mean, he said you're a B. I was like,
the teacher, even a physical teacher, doesn't need to give a test. The test is to motivate the kid, for the kid to study, whatever it is. The teacher will tell you right before the test. If they're a good teacher and they know the kids, they will tell you exactly what every kid's going to get on the test. Okay? Hashem doesn't need to give us a test to see if we love Him or not. Come on, Hashem knows if we love Him or not. What does the pasuk mean? So Chassidus explains, "Ki menasa Hashem alakechem eschem." God is testing you. Lodas, not that He should know. Lodas, that you should feel the love to Hashem. That you should know. The test is for us to reach a level that we would otherwise not be able to live to get. It's not for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need to test us. The tests are for us to reach a higher level than we had, than we, with Hashem, a greater relationship with Hashem, than if we didn't. So the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, if you get the thoughts doing business, count your blessings. Hashem is giving you an opportunity to get rid of the thoughts and to reach a level that you'll never be able to reach. And then he continues, all the way to the last four words of the page. Therefore, you have to be excited with fulfilling this negative commandment of not turning after your eyes. Okay, mamish from the mitzvah sase, like you would do a positive mitzvah. And now the Alter Rebbe says a remarkable thing, which is so anti-psychologists. No, by the way, the family, they woke up with it. Adrab, ha'atzvus is migasus ruach. Do you know that inferiority complexes come from ego? Well, according to Torah, and science therapists woke this up now recently, sadness, depression, and feeling that you're no good is all ego. He says like this, the fact that you're depressed, that you get these thoughts, who do you think you are anyway? Of course you're going to be getting these thoughts. Who do you think you are? You think you're so great? Why shouldn't you be getting these thoughts? Are you such a holy roller that doesn't get thoughts? Why are you depressed that you get these thoughts? Because you think I'm so great, then why am I getting these thoughts? If you knew who you really are, you wouldn't be upset. You'd be happy that they're not worse. The Alter Rebbe says, sadness, that spiritual impurity is happening to the person, he said it really comes from Sheinamakim Mekeme, that he doesn't know where he's at. Why? Therefore he'll be upset, that he's not on the level of a tzaddik. What's the guy upset? Why are these thoughts? I'm talking about a serious guy. He's upset that the thoughts are coming into his head. Why is he upset? Because he says, you know who I am? I'm such a great tzaddik. Why am I getting these thoughts? He says, Shel tzaddikim, bevadei enef lemehirush dos ke'elu. He says, the guy says, you know, tzaddikim never get these thoughts. Why am I getting them? I'm probably no good. He says, ki lo hoyu makin mekayme. If you know who you really are, he says, shurachok ma'ed mi madregas a tzaddik, that you're very far from a tzaddik. Ba'alavai hoyu beinini, and ha'alavai, you should only be a beinini, not a rosho koyomov. Afilu shoachas. He says, what's your problem with getting the thoughts? That you're not a tzaddik who doesn't get thoughts? Good morning. You're not a tzaddik, you're even not even a beinini. And a beinini does get these thoughts, because he has a yetzahara. The yetzahara pumps the thoughts constantly into the head to get him to sin. So what are you upset about that you're getting the thoughts? He says, two things. Number one, he says, be happy, Hashem is giving you a challenge. Secondly, the Alter Rebbe said, what are you upset about? That you're getting thoughts of sin? Who do you think you are anyway? A tzaddik that doesn't want to sin? You're a beinini. A beinini wants to sin, and he doesn't listen. He doesn't sin. So what are you upset about? So just turn everything around to the positive. Even when a person gets foreign thoughts, Chassidus says, you know, that's pretty good. Look what you can do with it. God gives you a lemon, make lemonade. He gives you evil thoughts, make a mitzvah out of it. So even though it outwardly seems to be bad, because you're going against what Hashem wants, he says, you're not going against what Hashem wants. It's only if you entertain the thoughts are you going against what Hashem wants. But if you're doing, you're getting the thoughts, you get rid of them, what's your problem? And don't think you're better than you are. And therefore be shocked that these evil things, the thoughts or whatever it is happening to you. So who do you think you are anyway? Be happy that Hashem is giving you the challenge to have these thoughts and you get rid of them. And he says, Harezeis himidus habeinim avidosam, this is the job of a beinini. Lich v'sheyetze to conquer the yetzahara, v'idhiru ra'ele me'alev la'meach, and conquer the thoughts that come from the heart to the mind, u'la'siyach daiti legamri mimenu, to remove your mind from it, u'dchol b'shtei yadayim kanal, to push away the thoughts. He said, that's what a beinini is all about. A beinini is a guy who wants to sin, gets the thoughts, gets the urge to sin, and constantly pushes it away. That's what the Aveid of a Beinani is for his entire life. So what are you upset about if that's your mission? It's like somebody is hired. Today they call them custodian engineers. When we grew up, they call them janitors. A janitor's job is to clean up the mess, yeah? He cleans up the mess one day, and the next day there's a mess, again. Don't complain that there's a mess. That's your job. If not, you wouldn't have a job. Right? If there would be no mess, you wouldn't have a job. You have a job every day, right? To be able to clean. Don't be upset there's a mess. Dr. Rebbe said, don't be upset that you have foreign thoughts. That's your job. Your job is to have the foreign thoughts and push them away with both hands, and again and again and again. And that's what your whole life is all about. So be happy. As we would tell, be happy you have a job. Right? The person, his job may be to clean out the mess, but be happy you have a job. That's what your job is. Be happy you have a job. If you'd be a tzaddik, what are you going to do all day? It's not going to work. Okay.